This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hoffman Show, brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. All right, it is time, 5:30 on a Thursday, for Never Read the Comments. And boy, am I excited.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
All right, so how this works. This is a radio show that also simulcasts as a digital show on YouTube. We take the video of the show and we put it on demand, and we also cut it up into shorts, reels, TikToks, whichever platform you want to consume it on, and we put it up for you to enjoy and leave your comments on, and then we read some of the comments, and there we go. That's how it goes. And before we get into the meat of some of the big Commanders topics of the week, Anthony, there was one of our shorts that we needed to check in on, because it has gone, as the kids say, viral.
I mean, if Taylor Swift is involved,
high virality,
there's a chance it goes viral.
Yeah.
And man,
so along that front, I told you yesterday, last week we played a game, did Anthony and I sprung this on him. He didn't know that it was going to happen, but it was Jalen Hurts quote or Taylor Swift lyric. And Anthony actually won the game. Unfortunately for him, in the way that the short got edited, the funniest ones were the ones he got wrong. So a lot more of those wound up making it. And I told you yesterday it was starting to pop off a little bit on TikTok. Well, today I looked on Instagram because I got a little notification a couple minutes ago, and I was like, your reel has 10,000 plays on Instagram. So on Instagram, Anthony, at Hoffman.sports, that reel has over 13,000 plays.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, let me go check it on TikTok. And actually, let me double check this real quick. Because I sent this at a screenshot with the number of views on it at 4:58 p.m. to Rachel. And it had 220,000.5 views. 220,000 views, Anthony.
Wow.
I went back to TikTok right now. It's already got, in another 37 minutes, another 5,000 views. So it's up to 225,000. It is currently, as we are speaking, Anthony, going viral.
I mean, that's good, I guess.
Let's check in with the comments.
Oh my gosh.
Of course, this has gone viral amongst Swifties. Because apparently, Anthony, unbeknownst to me, because I am not a Swiftie, We were playing a game that many others have played versions of. Apparently, the is this a blank or a Taylor Swift lyric genre is a whole genre that we have tapped into. I think we should play again at some point.
Oh,
apparently, right. It's an easy way to go viral on TikTok.
Yep.
So Emily says, Gold Rush mentioned. I've been summoned.
Wow.
Apparently, that's a deep cut, I guess.
Yeah.
And then there's lots of other Swifties that are like, yes, twin. We have people like Sarah who said, I got 100% only because I knew that wasn't Taylor Swift lyrics.
Oh.
So you had some people who knew the Swift lyrics and were like, that's not a Taylor lyric.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts quote. And then these are my favorites. 4 out of 5, and I'm a Swiftie. What? 5 out of 5. Swiftie here, 5 out of 5. I did 3 out of 5. So people, Anthony, were playing along with you.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
There's also complaints. Nothing from the Alchemy.
Oh my God.
This wasn't even the whole segment. I need to figure out how to put the YouTube link here. Like, here's the whole segment.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything from the Alchemy in the whole segment, but clearly not the ones that we picked for the short.
Yeah. I mean, there were only 3 Taylor Swift lyrics, weren't there?
I think so. And the ones I love, number 5 got me. Taylor uses the word scars a lot.
That one was tough.
I also felt like I really convincingly delivered that like it was a song lyric.
Yeah, that one.
I feel like I got you good on that one.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
We're viral.
225,000 views. Let me refresh again. We almost at 226,000 views and counting.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll be at a million soon.
Just 220,000 more for my reel. I'm talking tight ends with Chris Russell to catch it. On the old TikTok. If you want to follow me on TikTok, you can. It's Craig_Hoffman. Yes, I did have to double check my own TikTok handle. Just search my name. I'll be there. All right. Let's get into the YouTube comments on, you know, the thing. We're typically not a Taylor Swift lyric show. Just sometimes it happens, you know. Let's get into it on some of the big topics of the week in Command Land. Not surprisingly, Mark from Largo's call got a lot of comments yesterday. First of all, just comment on the call itself. Because Mark from Largo called and was yelling literally at me about DK Metcalf and that the Commanders should trade for him. And he got so mad he just hung up at the end. Just straight up hung up the phone. And Kennyman DMV202 says, left you on red, Craig. You got to get him back on the show. He's hilarious and truly is mad. Mark was mad.
You want to know the funny thing though, Craig?
What's that?
He called today.
I'm of course he did.
You didn't see it, but he called to get to them.
Of course he did.
He wanted to finish the conversation.
Then he shouldn't have hung up the phone yesterday. That's how conversations work in the real world. At JasonMar8, I thought actually had a really good take on DK. He goes, DK is a top 30-ish wide receiver. Got to give the guy some respect. I agree he's not what we need. Talking about Commanders, obviously. And he's been inconsistent. But he's a super talented dude who could maybe be unlocked in our offense. I would take him on the right deal over some guys in free agency like Debo, although Debo's trade candidate, or a lot of the other mediocre options out there. We definitely need a dude to pair with Terry if we want to stay at this level of success, given our schedule next season. That being said, I agree he's probably not a Commander type guy, and I have confidence ownership will do the right thing. This is to me the correct take on DK. My dismissiveness of him in Washington is not me saying he's not a good player. He's a very, very good wide receiver. Is he a top 10 receiver? I don't think so. Top 15, maybe. Top 20, probably. Top 30, definitely. I don't have my wide receiver list. Oh, let me just pull up here on my tablet. I don't have my top 30 wide receiver list. And it also depends on fit and what you're looking for. Like, he's certainly in a bucket that's somewhere below elite, somewhere probably below the next group. Like, there's Jamar, JJ, AJ Brown. Maybe those three are at the very top all by themselves.
And
there's
CD.
CD, sure, he can go in there too. And then there's the next group of like Terry and all those dudes that kind of go in that list. And I think at the top of the next bucket, however deep that bucket is probably DK Metcalf. And if you want to argue that DK belongs somewhere in the same bucket as Terry. I'll take Terry 10 out of 10 times, but sure, fine, whatever. But for what it's going to cost in draft capital and giving the guy a new contract, and he's been inconsistent as a person and as a player, like I'm just not interested. And that's why I'm dismissive, because why have the conversation if the answer is very clearly no? Jay Gassaway, 5971, because Mark was screaming about how they needed someone to scare a defense, as if the guy who is literally nicknamed Scary Terry doesn't do that. DK is not scaring any defense unless we are talking about fighting.
He's had his fair share.
He has. And I think that's what gets people messed up. They're like, oh, he's 6'4". He fights a lot. He's tough. He's big. And I'm like, no, he's 6'4". He fights a lot and he plays like he's 5'11". He's really fast. And he can run past people. But different deal. The other big conversation piece of the week was we on Take Command went through all the position groups and talked about like which are positions of need. And really the question, it was in a mailbag, was like what positions are set for Washington in 2025? And it was a really interesting conversation, because really the answer was outside of quarterback, where like QB1 specifically and wide receiver 1 specifically. And I think we wound up including center in there, where it's like, okay, Tyler Biadasz, we are 100% good there. Maybe like, could you upgrade? Are there better centers? Yes, but I don't know if any are available, nor is it anything remotely worth considering going to try to acquire. Outside of that, you kind of look at every single position and you're like, I don't know, I think we could upgrade there. Not that you're going to do that for all of them, but that becomes the fun conversation of team building and what opportunities present themselves this offseason. So part of this discussion was obviously the Commanders being at 29 in the draft, and Jay 24/7 says, I kind of disagree with Logan. I feel like in the past few years, some of the best players in the draft have been chosen late in the first round. A lot of times the later picks in the first round turn out to be better than the top 10 picks. A lot of those players that drop due to some type of quote unquote character issues or bad media narratives end up being some of the most productive players that have something to prove and play with a chip on their shoulder. And I think that this is probably something we could spend an entire 3-hour show on, Anthony. And we could go through all kinds of different lists of players and whatever. Sometimes guys do fall because of character concerns, and it's worth it. I'll give you an example. A guy who was in the news yesterday for a horrifying reason. Kadarius Toney. Fell in the draft, like incredibly talented. Crazy fast, really quick. Helped win the Chiefs a Super Bowl. Arrested yesterday for strangling a woman. Allegedly strangling a woman. He's had all kinds of character issues in buildings in terms of inconsistency, missing meetings. He's been released multiple times. Bad dude off the field, done horrible stuff, clearly needs like help. And I hope that he gets it. And in the meantime, he's also getting arrested, rightfully so, for I don't know whether this is like his partner or just a random person, but some kind of domestic violence or violence against women incident. Like, there's a reason Kadarius Toney fell. Micah Parsons had some very stupid stuff that happened in his college career with some hazing incidents and whatever. He fell. He's been fine in the NFL and has been one of the best players in football. So that one, he shouldn't have fallen out of the top 10. You have to understand who the person is, how much risk they are to repeat their offenses, how much of it was just being a young, dumb kid. Or is this guy that this is someone that like really needs help and or is going to be incapable of acting like an adult and a professional? There's also times where guys fall because certain skill sets are more projection. And maybe if they don't go to the right place, they're not going to be great. And Lamar Jackson, I think, could have gone to a lot of organizations where they do something really dumb with him and his career never gets off the ground because they wind up benching him before he can ever develop into what he's been. He goes to Baltimore. They have the perfect plan for him. They let him bloom to his absolute potential. And that absolute potential is he might be the best player in the whole sport. But like, think about it. If he goes to some dumb organization with some hothead coach that benches him after a stupid pick or a missed throw in his rookie year and then just keeps him on the bench and wrecks his confidence. Does Lamar Jackson's career ever get off the ground? And I know that feels impossible because of how inevitable he feels. And it's just like, he would have figured it out. He's such an elite competitor. You can only play if you're on the field. And so I think that some of the guys that we think about that thrive later in drafts often go to great situations and they're super talented and it works out. But if you want the absolute blue chip impact players, the best place to get them are in the top five. And I think the history of the NFL bores that out. Even if you can get them other places, including at the 29th overall pick.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I just think it's, I don't know, man. It's, we're just in a tough situation when it comes to, you know, the whole, I don't know, I'm lost for words.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you're rebuilding or recalibrating, being the 29th pick is not as easy as being the 18th pick even.
Yeah.
Here's the history of the 29th pick over the last, how far back do you want to go? Let's go back to 2012 because it's a really good player that got taken then, like really, really good. Last year, the 29th pick was Tyler Guyton, tackle for the Cowboys. He was very hit or miss as a rookie, very miss, really. Brian Brzee, good player for the Saints, but a role player. Cole Strange to the Patriots, guard. I have no idea how he's doing, if I'm being honest. Eric Stokes, Packers defensive back, 2021. Isaiah Wilson, tackle to the Titans in 2020. LJ Collier, Seahawks defensive end in 2019. Taven Bryan, defensive tackle. He's still in the league for the Jags. David Njoku was the 29th pick.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Robert Kimdichie. Remember him?
Yeah. Ole Miss guy.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a dog, but
he was number one recruit in the country and then never put it together mentally. Just a nightmare. Also part of that big Ole Miss scandal. Your boy, Philip Dorsett, wide receiver out of Miami. Played a good time in the league, punt returner type. Dominique Easley went to the Patriots. Cordarrelle Patterson in 2013. And then Harrison Smith out of Notre Dame, who's been still with the Vikings. Going. Yeah, he's still going. Awesome player. So you can get, I mean, Nick Mangold, isn't he in the Hall of Fame? Jet center?
I don't know if he's in the Hall. He that's fast if he's already in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he retired a while ago, but he's a Hall of Fame kind of guy. Like, he was awesome. He's probably the best guy that I see here. He's the 29th pick in 2006.
Okay.
Nick Barnett played forever. Linebacker for the Packers, Mark Colombo. So, like, there have been guys that are really, really good players. Chris Canty now hosts a morning radio show on national radio for ESPN.
Yep.
He was a 29th pick once upon a time. So there are a lot of guys that are there. But like, just for kicks and giggles, the 29th pick of the second round, also plenty of guys. Ennis Rakestraw was the guy last year. DJ Turner's, playing decent ball for the Bengals. Carlos Basham for the Bills, defensive end. He's a rotation player for them. Christian Fulton,
yep.
Taylor Rapp, DJ Chark. Like, guys that stick around the league. That's the thing is the draft is a crapshoot. The draft is lottery tickets. But your odds of winning are just higher if you are higher. Because if you're good at scouting, there's more players for you to pick from. And you would rather have the bigger swath of guys to pick from if you're good at actually picking the right lottery ticket. That's not really how lotteries work, but you get the point.
Yeah, I get you.
All right, continuing on in Never Read the Comments. Thanks to DraftHistory.com, a website I didn't know existed until right now, but one I will probably visit a lot between now and the NFL draft. Still lots of comments on the Myles Garrett situation, Anthony.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I feel like they were a little bit better this week.
I hope.
But I thought this was an important one to read from Kevin Robinson, 8442. Because obviously we were talking initially about The Athletic, and they had this deal that included Brandon Coleman. And he goes, who's to say Brandon Coleman won't make a Pro Bowl this coming season? Anthony, if I told you that you could trade Myles Garrett you could trade Brandon Coleman, Daron Payne, and I'll just go one first round pick for Myles Garrett.
Let's do it.
And Myles Garrett's going to be Myles Garrett. But Brandon Coleman's going to make a Pro Bowl in Cleveland. I'm guaranteeing you, he's going to play at a Pro Bowl level in year two. But you get Myles Garrett at what Myles Garrett was last year. Are you turning back on that trade?
Send the trade.
Same. And that's my response. And that stops you from acquiring Myles Garrett. How? Yes, getting a franchise left tackle would be great. But a Pro Bowl is different than, like, he's an all-pro and will be for the next decade. If you tell me that Brandon Coleman's going to be an all-pro for the next decade, okay.
You got me.
We'll keep Brandon Coleman.
Yeah.
But that's probably not going to happen. Because Brandon Coleman is probably going to be, like, do we think that Brandon Coleman's a future top five tackle in the NFL? I don't.
He's young.
He's chance. Athletic.
I'll say he has a chance. Everybody has a chance, though.
I think it's a lot more likely that he caps out at the seventh best tackle in the league than he is top five.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, if he's the seventh best tackle in the league for the next decade, the Commanders had one hell of a third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you wouldn't trade that dude for Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important distinction. As well drawn by Andrew LaCaruso, who said, simple. You got the best player on offense and Garrett the best player on defense. Let that sink in. Like, yeah, that's kind of the point. Is Jaden actually the best offensive player in the league? No. Is he one of the 10 best? Yeah. Is he one of the 5 best? I would argue that he was one of the best 7 best or so last year, for sure. The 4 quarterbacks that finished ahead of him in MVP voting, Saquon, you know, whoever else you want to throw in there. But, like, Jaden was right there, and he's only going to get better. And if you have that on offense driving your offense and Myles Garrett on your defense driving your defense, that sounds a lot like when the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Like, you figure out the rest of the stuff around it, and that becomes a lot easier because of how good those dudes are.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One last on this one from Sean Carey, 7095. Bro, always love when that's Bro, no one is doubting how good he is. There is more than one way to build a championship team. Stop acting like this is the only way and screaming at us that we don't understand. It is a risky move to put all of our eggs in one basket. Sean, I don't think you seem to understand the price of eggs or how many eggs are in the basket. All your eggs in one basket. Yes, as Jaden Daniels is on the other side of the ball. Also, it's not going to cost you all of your eggs. You eventually have to spend resources to win in the NFL. You don't get it. I'm not yelling at you. I am scolding you in a very professorial or perhaps paternal tone of voice right now. Deal with that later. The point is, you're not winning the Super Bowl without someone like a Myles Garrett. You need impact players. Like, I can't imagine watching the Eagles with all of their blue chip guys in the Super Bowl and thinking, eh, just got to get depth everywhere. Like, no, stars win you games in the playoffs when they just look like the best game plans, the best everything, and they just go bleep that. See that guy in front of me? He's dead now. That's what you need in the playoffs. And you can't, you have to get there and you do need depth. I'm not saying it's an all or nothing, but it's easier to replace the depth than it is to acquire the star. And I think that's the lesson of the Myles Garrett couple of weeks here of commentary, is you do that because it is easier to replace Brandon Coleman than it is to find a Myles Garrett. Yep. There are more Brandon Colemans running around the planet than there are Myles Garretts. And for that reason, you don't let Brandon Coleman get in the way of trading for Myles Garrett or, you know, whatever else that, you know, other thing that people are putting up. All right, last but not least, the fun ones. I had a little bit of fun when I was broadcasting live from Capital One Arena the other day, heckling some fans who were wearing random jerseys to the Wizards game. And Jonathan 24500 says, "Must be a slow sports radio day. The fashion police are out in full force."
Wow.
I responded to that comment, Anthony, on YouTube with the only way I knew how.
Betty Craig?
Oh my God, it looks like the fun police are here too! Shut up, Jonathan.
Hey, yo.
We were having fun. Don't you police our fun. And then last but not least, going full circle here, back to things that are embarrassing for the on the internet for Anthony and TikTok or Instagram real form. DMV representer. Although I got to say, DMV representer, either that's not your screen name or you spelled representer wrong. He commented on the field goal video.
Oh man!
Of Anthony claiming that he can make a 25-yard field goal and then sending Meg McDonald and I a video of him missing a 25-yard field goal. And he said, he definitely made that. And I said, he definitely did not. It's very visible in the full screen video. We should have included it. Might have to do a follow-up because the way the video got cut, you couldn't see the ball miss the upright.
See, I wasn't sure if it snuck inside the left upright.
It definitely didn't. Okay, and he said, okay, I thought I was tripping or something. His confidence sold it. Sending a video of himself missing after confidently saying he's done it before is wild work.
Oh, man. No, it is crazy. One of my lower moments in life.
In life? Anthony, I'm gonna tell you this. If that is one of your lowest moments in life, you, my friend, you've lived a great life.
Thank you, Craig.
That is never read the comments. You can leave yours on YouTube at Craig Hoffman, on TikTok at Craig _ Hoffman, on Instagram at Hoffman.sports, and anywhere else that you find me on the social medias. All right, when we get back, we take a look at the NFL's quarterback carousel as it continues to turn, and one of my least favorite players is out of a job.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.